97.5 The Fanatic.
604 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti. Coach Camille is in here, and he just shared a story. Fantastic job, Coach, producing, editing, getting those tributes to Kobe. If you haven't shed a tear yet, you probably will when you hear them. But then Coach tells me a story about his son, his 7-year-old Cameron, who never saw Kobe play, only saw highlights, and he just starts crying when he hears the news. Just the impact of Kobe, man. The impact of Kobe, and all of us impacted in different ways. Bob, Glenn, Drew, Cooper, Tracy, hang on. I promise I'm going to get to you. But Kevin Harvey is the Philadelphia 76ers team chaplain. And I know that there's a lot of players who are obviously going to be impacted by this in so many different ways. And they're going to reach out to different people in different ways. And Kevin gets to interact with these guys. And he gets to really talk to them. And there's a trust there. And we can't get into too much of that. But Kevin also does tremendous work with the FCA. Kevin, thank you for joining me on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, what's up, brother?
Yeah, Rob. Listen, wish it was better circumstances we were talking, but yeah, I'm glad to talk.
Well, thank you, man. And listen, here's the thing: we know about tragedies. They happen. They occur. No matter, it doesn't matter if you're an invincible seeming athlete or whoever it is, and it's going to impact people differently. And you're going to get an opportunity, I'm sure, over the next couple days and the next week, and in those the relationships that you have with the players on the 76ers, as you've been doing with them for so many years now as the team chaplain, they're going to present you with, like, Kevin, man, this, we can't make sense of something like this, and why does this have to happen? And what can you say? That what are you going to say to these guys? Whether it's Ben, whether it's Joe, whether it's Tobias, whether whoever it is, that maybe some of our listeners out there also need to hear.
Well, you know, I'm just praying that I can say something to encourage their hearts. I mean, obviously, grieving is the hardest thing we go through as human beings. I mean, we had a situation in my own family in the last month where we lost a niece to a drug overdose. And it's just, it's hard at that particular service. I just shared, as hard as grieving is, as you can look at a person's life, and gain, you know, and maybe I can share this about just, I say what, maybe what I would gain from Kobe's life, but I would say, you know, if we are still here on this earth, I would say it's a reminder that life is short, to live life to the fullest. For me as a chaplain and as a follower of Christ, it would be to live life to the fullest in a godly way. So, you know, we're always sharing that with players. But, you know, I'll say I've had a few interactions with Kobe over the years, just in the locker room after a game. I appreciated his desire for excellence. I think all of us that follow sports, you know, we just are drawn to that, you know, the Tiger Woods, the Tom Brady, LeBron, the Kobe's, whoever's like, you know, the pinnacle of what it means to be excellent. So I did appreciate that about him. I think in the next few days with our team, it's probably a lot more listening and just letting them,
You know,
unburden their hearts and maybe share memories of their relationship with Kobe. But I think from my vantage point, Rob, in a faith sense, I would say, you know, and again, I didn't know Kobe well at all. I had a couple interactions with him, but I appreciated his drive for excellence, that he would not let obstacles stop him on the court. And I would say I would challenge my guys in our Sixers organization, coaches, athletes, staff, to have a Mamba mentality in their faith life as well. Meaning this, that I think, you know, we all love sports. We get up, you know, we get so caught up in our team and winning and losing, et cetera. But in the big picture of life, you know, how you are living your life is so critically important. And I would love this, you know, one thing when tragedy happens for me is I kind of look introspectively and say, okay, God, am I doing all I can to be a blessing to people, to share your message, you know, to share your message of love with people? Am I doing everything I can? Because, you know, tomorrow could be my day. I could be leaving the planet. So it's just a reflective time. It's, again, a challenge. Like, I'll put it in Kobe Bryant terms. Like, do I have a mama mentality in how I'm living my life to honor God? So am I giving my all every day to be a blessing to people, you know, again, to share the message of hope with people? And, you know, he did that on the court, clearly. He was one of the best ever, and it's a hard loss. He was such an icon around the world. But I kind of will probably, after just listening to grieving hearts, will, you know, kind of issue an encouragement, a challenge to say, okay, you know, you're still here. How are you going to live your life? Are you going to live it with an all-out abandonment to do the right thing? What changes are you going to make in your life? What needs to get cut out? How are you going to treat people? Are the relationships that you've abandoned that you need to go back out and reach out to somebody and ask for forgiveness? But, you know, that's it. That's kind of an all-out, you know, faith lifestyle. So, you know, as hard as this is, and this is just so difficult, I always pray, God, somehow, some way, bring good out of this. Draw people to yourself in the midst of this loss and tragedy. And it is hard. My phone's been kind of blowing up the last couple hours.
I can imagine, Kevin. I can imagine. Well, you put it so perfectly and beautifully. I want to thank you. And I want to thank you for all the work that you do with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as the South Jersey Area Director. And Remy and I are really excited about just being able to be part of that with you guys and just help in our own small way. And what you do as the 76ers team chaplain, I think is so valuable and so vital for those men. And sometimes, you know, you reach men in different ways and it's going to impact them, whether you see the fruits of it tomorrow or if it's next week or next month or 10, 15 years from now. But thank you so much for joining the program. And thanks, Kevin, for everything you do.
All right, Rob.
Take care. Kevin Harvey, the FCA South Jersey Area Director and a 76ers team chaplain for a number of years. And he's got a different special kind of relationship with these guys. And I know these guys are going to grieve. And I know that they're going to feel some of that air of invincibility is gone. You know, you look at yourself and you go, well, if this can happen to Kobe at 41 and I'm 35 or I'm 21 or I'm 24 and I'm 26, and you think about it, it's going to impact guys in so many different ways. And it's a wonderful thing that to have Kevin have their ear and be able to listen to them. Let me get to Tracy in Uptown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Ross.
How are you?
First time caller. I'm right now, this is Tracy from Uptown.
Hey,
and
Tracy.
I'm right now up at the Bryant Gymnasium in Lower Marion High School.
Oh, wow.
And I just want to, you know, pass on my love and respect to the family and all the fans and friends.
Well, Tracy, what's it like there? Are there people gathering there?
Yeah, there are people gathering here. They're coming and they're going. They're laying flowers. And I laid a little red rope in remembrance of Kobe and my family.
Mm-hmm.
But, Rod, I used to call my son Kobe Belfield. His name is Eileen Medley. And I think because of Kobe, he teaches the kids, he teaches the youth at the Fox Trot or the Fox Rot up in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so proud of him as a young man. And he has a daughter, son, and another son, Kaylin, London, and Kaim. And I just want to thank God for everything. And then every time we go out, we got to tell our loved ones that we love them, because you never know what's going to happen.
So true, Tracy.
I told my son I was coming. He said, Mom, you stay home.
Mm.
I said, no, I'm going. And so I'm out here by myself. But I want to thank you, Ralph, for taking my call in the Philadelphia area. Hold on to them, guys, and changing hands. And love your loved ones.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate you sharing that message. We all need to hear that. Thank you so much.
Listen here, Ralph. Go Mamba.
Yes, beautiful. Nicely said. Scott, Drew, D, hang on. I'm going to get to you. I promise. But I want to bring in someone who I have just the utmost respect and admiration for who she is, more than what she does, because she does a terrific job on NBC Sports Philly, and does a fantastic job with our own Tyrone Johnson on Sixers Outsiders. But what you stand for and who you are, Crystal Rich, I appreciate you and I respect you and admire you, and thank you for joining the show. What's up, Crystal? How are you?
Rob, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that introduction. Man, it has been a rough day. When I heard the news, I mean, I think I, along with some friends, were just crying for hours. This is a man who impacted the world, Rob. You know, a lot of people know that my minor was Chinese, and I studied in China, and I remember back in 2010 going to the basketball courts in China, and literally the entire court, there was nothing but Kobe jerseys on. He didn't just, like, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. This is a man who impacted the world, and I was blessed to be able to see that. At the time when I was in college, you know, broadcasting is my job. I've been a hard news reporter, Rob. I covered murders, tragedies, and nothing has hit me like this. That's how you know a man is impactful, when you never knew him personally, but you shed tears for him, you cry for him. You know, I grew up playing basketball, and I always wore number 8 for Kobe.
Wow.
That's how much respect and admiration myself, my family have for this phenomenal human being. My grandfather graduated from Lower Merion class of 1940.
Wow.
One of the first African Americans on that basketball team, fought racial injustice, winning hearts through basketball, and we like to think they paved the way for players like Kobe. So it always brought me so much pride to just feel like you're slightly connected. Even if you're not in the grand scheme of things, that's what Kobe's part of his legacy is. People feel connected to him.
Yeah.
Rob, they feel connected to his greatness, to his mentality, to his love for his family. And this one really hurts, Rob.
I can't relate to being a great basketball player, but I can relate to being a dad who loves his daughters. And that's why when I look at it from that perspective and to know that one of those girls is gone now, Crystal, and now there's the other girls are left without a daddy and without a sister. Ah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough, Crystal. It's tough. Well, listen, I want to thank you too for reaching out. I'm not going to, you know, read it on the air, but the text that you sent me, the words, the encouragement, the appreciation. Thank you. I appreciate you.
If you don't mind, I just want to touch on that for 1 second.
Sure.
I really believe that no one knows. This man was in his 40s. He was so young. No one knows when their time is up. And one of the most important things is you have to know God. You have to know him by name. And you know I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen, sister.
I know his name. I know what he did for me, which is die for my sins. Everyone is a sinner. No one is perfect. Jesus was the only perfect man to walk this earth. And he wants to spend eternity with all of us if we will just know his name.
Amen.
He knew what he did for us. So, you know, that's one of my biggest takeaways during tragedy is knowing God, and in Kobe's case, is having that Mamba mentality in everything that you do, whether it's basketball or accounting or a business that you want to start. That's what he's leaving behind, and that's what all of us should take with both hands and run with, that same mentality, that I'm going to shoot in the gym until I'm great mentality.
So true. Crystal, beautifully said. Thank you so much. I know you're on a trip. Be safe wherever you're going, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
Take care. That is Crystal Rich from NBC Sports Philly, from the Sixers Outsiders. You can follow her at Crystal Rich on all her social media platforms. She's such a great follow because she's inspiring. And I love people who are positive, encouraging, and inspiring. And when you take out of exactly what she said, you take out of Kobe's life, that Mamba mentality, that work ethic, wow, no matter how great or how many championships, the desire to shoot in the gym well beyond the time anybody else is out there, to get better, because we can always get better in everything, not just in our profession, right? Not just in what we do, but maybe get better as get better as a dad, get better as a wife, get better as a husband, get better as a son, get better as everything. Like, I strive every day to do more, to be a little bit better here, be a little bit better in that area too, in every area possible. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Rob, how are you, man?
How are you, my friend?
It hurts, brother. It hurts, man. You know, and it especially hurts if you're a father. You know, you got kids. And when the news broke for me today, I was actually just returning from a basketball game with my two kids. And, you know, they're huge, obviously, basketball fans. And so they know the name Kobe Bryant from playing, you know, the video games and stuff. So they're like, Dad, did they just really just say what we just thought they said? Like, is this, like, real? Like, or is this, like, one of them, like, bogus things? You know, like, is this happening? And I said, like, pull over the car and just stop for a few minutes and just kind of take it in and just, you know, tell the boys, like, look, you know, it's that's the world we live in, and anything can happen at any given time. You know, you just got to take it all in one day at a time and just be happy for what you have and be blessed that you were still here every day that we are. And, you know, it was a tough ride home from that basketball game, you know, so I feel for his family, for his three other daughters, his wife. I mean, it's tough, man. It really hurts as a father, I think.
Yeah, that's the part, man, Drew, that they just it gets me every time I think of that.
Man, especially for you with having daughters, Rob. I mean, it must really hurt for you. And it's not a good day. And I know, I mean, Kobe hasn't been the biggest, you know, we're sending a lot of love this way, you know, now.
Yeah,
and I know there was
yeah.
a lot of time where we didn't send him a lot of love. But
You're right. And at the time it was deserved. You know, when he makes a comment like that to Philly, what do you expect, fans in Philadelphia, when he says, I wanted to slit their throats? Yeah, I covered that series. I remember I was early in my career at the AP covering that series, and AI with the step over on Tyronn Lue, and then you know, the takeaways from that is, I remember Kobe saying that, I wanted to slit their throats. And of course the fans are going to react the way they did, but this is what Philly, Drew, you know, what you are, what you're part of, what the fan base here is we rise above that in times like this, and we can sit back and appreciate the human being, what he meant,
exactly.
And who he
greatness
was
of a person. Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. Just,
so, thank you.
Greatness and everything, Rob. Yep.
Thank you.
Blessings,
Drew.
To him and his family.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. 610-632-0975. Scott and Bad Brother Scott. I got to hear from Brother Scott on a day like this. How you doing, my man?
Hey, Brother Rob. I'm gonna try and hide my emotions up here on the bus, but
it's all good. We all. I let it out a couple times today, and I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to say it.
I called my mother up. We haven't spoken in about a year. She's 81, and my dad has Parkinson's. But I made another attempt to call her today.
Mm-hmm.
If she returns my call, you know, I'd be happy. If not, I can't force her to. But this Kobe thing is it's really, really been on my mind. I sent you something on Facebook.
Okay, so, I'll check it out.
You can read it, but I reached out to my mother.
I
unfortunately took something like this to happen today for me to do that.
Well, that is beautiful that you did that, man. Because that is, you know, I don't like to let any opportunity go without just sharing something that we can do to take out of it. In Kobe's life, we could take out of Kobe's life what he did on the court, what he did, all the amazing
right.
accomplishments, right? But then
absolutely.
When something like this happens today, and it's such a, puts things in perspective, and it's a reality check, and to have it move you, Scott, to reach out to your mom, who you haven't spoken to in a year, man, I hope other people can take a little bit of that too with them, and reach out to their loved ones, reach out to anyone that they've had any kind of issues with, and understand that life is too short. We're not promised tomorrow. Love
no.
on people, hug on people, and don't be afraid to be the bigger person in a situation like that.
And that's what I try to do today. So, you know, I hope she'll reach back out to me. If not,
Don't give up, man. Don't give up. No, don't say, Scott, I don't want to hear you say, hey, I reached out to her and that was it. No, it's your mom, man. It's your mom. You hear me, brother?
Yes, sir. But I thought of you and,
thank you.
And your two daughters and, those who are listening, just, even if you don't know God, just say a prayer for him and his family.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Scott.
Bye, bro.
Take care. Yeah, love you too, man. You know what? I got to say this to everybody out there. I love you guys for calling in today. For all of you sharing so many words of kindness and encouragement. You know, so I always highlight the trolls. I highlight the trolls because it's so easy to pick on the trolls. I highlight them. But some of you have reached out today, and I can't tell you what your words meant to me today. And at some point before this program is over and before I turn it over to Tyler and Pat, I'm going to let you know. Some of you I responded to during a break, but I'm going to let everyone know what your words meant to me because I truly appreciate that. Mike and Sean, hang on. I'm going to get to you next. And anyone else, you want to share about Kobe? You want to just grieve with me? Grieve with the Delaware Valley today. This is your opportunity. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
6:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti with you on a devastatingly tragic day. The world lost Kobe Bryant and eight other people. Is that right, Connor? Eight others, and we don't know at this point. The LAPD hasn't confirmed who the other eight are. And we have reports that one of those was his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. It's just a difficult, difficult day. And what I'm doing is allowing you to really just grieve. Let's grieve together. Let's share our memories. Let's celebrate Kobe, the basketball player, and appreciate Kobe, the man on the court, for who he was. And also appreciate the husband and the father and the person as well. And I do want to say this again, and I appreciate someone tweeting it at me, and I said it earlier in the show, and I will say it again because I do find it sometimes difficult to elevate one person's life over anyone else's life. But I don't say that in a way to diminish from Kobe or anyone else. I just say that in a, to make the point that each of us has value no matter who we are and no matter what we do or how much money we make, that it doesn't matter what our bank account or our zip code is or our car, the kind of car we drive. We're all, the way I look at it, we're all created equal in the eyes of the Lord, and therefore we're all valuable. No life is worthless. And we're talking about Kobe today, and I don't know the other eight, and they all impacted people in different ways, but Kobe impacted people in an incredible, incredible worldwide way. And that's why we're celebrating Kobe only right now, because I don't know who the other eight are. And I grieve for their families. I grieve for the loved ones that they left behind. And I feel for them. And it's a tragic loss for everyone. And as I say this, and I say it again, we're losing people every minute as we're talking. And it's just an opportunity to think about your life and how are you impacting people. I say make a difference, be a blessing every time I end a radio show. It's not a snappy catchphrase. I don't say make a difference, be a blessing, because that's the way I like to sign off and just go about my life. I say make a difference, be a blessing, because that's how I like to live my life, and I hope to inspire and encourage someone else out there to maybe make a difference in their life and maybe be a blessing to someone else in their life. And when we see someone like Kobe lose his life at the age of 41, we know we're not invincible, and we know that we could be gone in a minute. How much of a difference did I make? Think about that. How much of a blessing was I to someone today? Think about that. And I think we should think about that every day. How much did I love on people and hug on people and care about people? We should all think about that a little bit every day. My man Sean in Pine Hill, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Rob?
How are you?
I just want to start off saying, I remember that text conversation about being, you know, getting back, finding the Lord and going back to church. And
New Year's Eve, my man. New Year's Eve. I was so proud of you reaching out to me. Everybody knows you as Sean the Giants fan. And you know what? Eli Manning retiring. I felt for you, bro, this week. Yeah. I know what he meant to you. But it's you know, you and I played softball together way back when, and we still maintain a relationship. And I love you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I kept at it, and I, you know. Okay, well, when I get over to see a server with you, but just kept at it. And like you mentioned, Eli Manning, but another thing is Kobe Bryant. He's one of my all-time greats.
Mm.
I have pictures. I'm trying to go through Facebook and find it. We had Mama Day. It was Kobe's last game, and I had my number 8 jersey put on all my kids. I'm looking back on it, and I found out about his daughter. The first thing I did was I went in my daughter's room. She's 13. She's laying on the bed, you know, with most of the on her phone. Pick it up. She said, what do you mean? She stood up. I gave her a hug. I said, I'm going to tell you I love you. She's like, Dad, get off me. Put you on this side. Explain her. You know? And she knows I love her. They all know I love her.
Yeah.
My son was there. Gave him a big hug. You know what I mean? My 12-year-old was at the basketball courts down the street. Drove down the street. I pulled her aside. She's in front of her friends. Pulled her over. Said, come here. She said, what's up? I gave her a hug. I said, you know, tell her I love her. She said, oh, what's going on? I told her. She's like, Kobe? Like, she knows Kobe. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the point. The point is, you know, he died, but, you know, the other 8 people and his daughter. Like, that's, if you're a father and you have kids, it's just, this is a day that you just reflect on that. Just, you're cherished. You're blessed for what you have. And people need to realize that. You'll never know what it's taken. And you know what? You know what stinks about the whole situation? I mean, although off topic.
Yeah.
Him and Shaq were having beef.
I know.
You know what I mean? Again.
Yeah. Still? To this day? To this day?
They squashed him, but then they started it up again.
Man.
And you know, you'll never know when that person's going to be gone. So just respect everybody. If you have beef with somebody, you know, squash it. If you do what you got to do. But my thing, too, is Kobe. Like, everyone's like, someone said something on Facebook about, you know, this is war. Is this bigger than when we bombed, you know, the bombing recently and all that? So, you know why? Kobe was a worldwide phenomenon.
Yes.
You know what he did? He put, I think I read something about $220 million of his own money into schools, into new technology, into,
wow,
you know, everything. Yeah.
Wow.
He doing it his life. So,
wow.
I just wanted to, you know.
Sean, I appreciate you, man.
So,
thank you,
appreciate
thank you, brother. Bro. All right.
All right, Rob.
Take care. Thank you. Let me get to Mike on the cell. You're on a Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Rob. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just, you know, obviously. I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and, like, Kobe passes. Like, the phrase, like, just big mention it on, you know, TV shows. It just, it blows my mind. Like, besides Jordan, Kobe was, you know, I guess the next greatest. And it just, and he was going out to Mamba Foundation to, like, his, you know.
Wow.
And he was going out there, like, to his own Mamba. Like, and it just, for things to happen like that, it just, you know, fascinates and just blows your mind how good people like Billy Joel, only the good die young.
Yeah, you know, and I, it's, Mike, you're giving me goosebumps again. It's difficult to think about, you know, when you see something like this happen. I just keep going back to the people he's leaving behind and how their life is going to be impacted. You know, fans look at him one way, but the daughters who are left, his wife now, who's a widow, and you know, who are we to judge that relationship? Who are we to look back? And you know, I could talk about stuff like that because I lived it and I did it and I was changed and I'm a different person and I don't know Kobe's heart and I don't know what he went through, but man, I just think about the people he left behind and I grieve for them.
For him to fly out, he was flying out for his foundation at the Mamba Foundation.
It's amazing, amazing.
And for the crowd, it's like, I don't know, it just blows your mind how like,
yep,
that happens and you're doing a good thing.
Yeah, it's hard to grant. Mike, thanks for sharing.
I think the engine blew out and whatever, but it's just, it's crazy, you know.
I appreciate
you
sharing.
It's not fair.
And no, not
besides Jordan, you know, and you know him.
You're right. He's one of the. I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. You know, he's one of the greatest of all time. Yeah, some people want to put him in the top 5, top 3, top 2, wherever it is. Does it really matter? Does it really matter? One of the greatest players of all time. The work that he's doing, the work that he's done, it's just incredible. Nick in Jersey, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Nick.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I'm just going to try and put together my words really fast while I have the time. You know, obviously, it's a shocking. It just shows you how fast life can change. I was, you know, I woke up this morning going to a show in Philly, all happy, and then I'm shocked by this, and I have to somehow, like, you know, cope with it in my mind while I'm watching the show. And, you know, it, unfortunately, it takes events like this for people to have a wake-up call saying you really don't know when your life's going to change or when people around you might be gone. And I know that from a firsthand experience because 2 days before Christmas, I was involved in a very bad car accident, and I could have died. I should have died. I don't know how I'm still alive, but you just have to take the moments. You have to.
It's not your time, Nick.
You just have to take, you know, the moments, and you have to take the people that you grew up supporting and liking and, you know, just cherish them while they're still here because there's little time. And real fast, I know my mom and my girlfriend sometimes listen to the show, and if you guys are listening, I just love you guys a lot.
Beautiful, Nick. Thank you so much for doing that, man. I appreciate you.
Man.
Thank you. That's just, I love that. Just tell those people you love them. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed to ever tell anybody you love them. We're not, you know, sometimes we let our, how bad do we let our pride stand in the way of so much? We're so proud. We hate rejection, right? Some of us, the way we're wired, and we let that stand in the way. Don't let that stand in your way. Don't let that stand between you and making something right with someone if you're having issues with them, trouble with them, or connect. Talk it out. Hash it out. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Love people. Respect people. I'm going to say it every time now. I say it every time I sign off, but make a difference and be a blessing. 610-632-0975 is how you can get in. Tim, Rodney, Matthew, Mario, and Sergio, I promise. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Five, The Fanatic.
.646-97.5 The Fanatic, Rob Motti. Here with you on his tragic day. Kobe Bryant and eight other people killed in a helicopter crash in California. We don't have any identities on the other eight confirmed. Police wouldn't even confirm Kobe. However, it's been reported by so many different media outlets, including the Associated Press, who I work for, that Kobe and his daughter, Gianna, were 13-year-old daughter, were also on there. So we have Kobe, his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, seven others. And this happened today. And we're giving you an opportunity to grieve this loss. And Coach Camille came in here and he and they put together this beautiful tribute. And as I was walking in the hallway after during the last break, and I heard "Son of Philadelphia," and it was so perfectly stated because, you know, he may have been the prodigal son at one point, you know, he left, and but he was the son of Philadelphia, and it was nicely done in such a short period of time that he was here on this earth. He impacted so many people. Matthew in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Matthew.
How you doing, man? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you, man.
Kind of mad I had to call on a day like this, but I was just literally watching the news with my daughter, and it came across TV, and I'm like, damn. So I just hugged her, and she was like, what's going on? I'm like, you know, Kobe passed, and then when it sounded like his daughter was on it, it's just like, life is so short. And I remember being a kid, every time you would throw something in the trash, you would just yell out Kobe.
You're right.
Just, like I said, man, I don't know if you guys seen it, but the Pelicans and the Celtics did a tribute. They did the 24-second violation for Kobe.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm not familiar with what's happening right now. The Lakers are playing today?
I think the Lakers...
No, Lakers can't be playing.
No, I said the Pelicans and the Celtics.
Oh, Pelicans and the Celtics. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they let the clock go down in 24 seconds. Like, on the opening tip-off, that was kind of cool, but...
Wow.
That's really it, man. It was just good. I'm glad I was able to just get that off and just listen to other people just celebrate that, man, and rest in peace to him and everybody else who passed away, too.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you sharing that on the show, and thank you for calling for the first time.
Thanks, man.
You got it. Let me get to Sergio in New Jersey. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Sergio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys very much. Such a devastating, tragic day for everyone and Kobe's family and whoever was on board of that helicopter. You know, may they rest in peace. And I pray that for peace in all their families' hearts and minds today. I wanted to take this opportunity to say I'm a combat veteran, and this very much impacted me today in a way where I can reach out to other veterans coming home from tours. Today we have a big problem with PTSD. A lot of people aren't familiar with it, and it's a big issue, a big deal. We have 22 suicides a day.
Wow.
And I feel like there's much more that we can do for veterans. And there's a lot of resources out there, but they're not being advertised. So I wanted to take this opportunity to say, if you're a combat veteran or if you're listening, which I know in my heart, there are a lot of veterans who serve this country and are listening to the show, to just please ask for help. Take the time to ask for help. That's probably the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, Sergio, first off, thank you for your service. And when I go to Florida, I don't know what it is about the Tampa area, but I see so right. many homeless veterans, maybe because of the weather's the warm, but I see so many homeless veterans there. And
it's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything that maybe people don't know about me, but I always try and treat everybody the same. So I always have a conversation. People say, oh, don't give anybody home. You know, they might be going to buy drugs. They might be going to buy cigarettes or whatever. I don't care. To me, it's,
right.
you know, you just reach out to that person. And when in that area, say, you know, I have a conversation with them. And so many tell me, yeah, I used to be a veteran. And I'm like, wow. That's so the service that you gave to this country that you've reached
exactly.
this point. I wish there was a way. And I had this conversation yesterday with someone who works for the Fanatic, part of our promotions team, who was a veteran. And I was telling him, like, hey, I wish that we could do more, man. I wish we could do more.
It just shouldn't be like that.
No.
There should be something put in place for especially veterans who served this country for our freedom, and we shouldn't have to see homeless veterans or any of these issues. They should be the first people in line to just be, you know, have every possibility, you know, to get the help, you know, that they need. You know, we they train us so well to go to war to, you know, protect and defend this nation, but they don't have enough programs or enough help for us to come back into, you know, into the civilian life. And I'm speaking for myself. I learned this the hard way. I didn't have these resources. I deployed 08-09 to Iraq. I didn't even know PTSD existed. I lost a lot of things. My family, I was a very angry person. I isolated. And, you know, I had to figure it out on my own. So now, here I am.
Are you there?
That's why I'm reaching out.
You got to figure it out?
Yeah.
I mean, we're always working on figuring it out, right? We're always getting there. Listen, can you do me a favor, Sergio? I don't know
yes,
if you
sir.
Got social media or you follow. If you follow me and hit me up with a message, I'd love to contact you off air.
All right. All right. Beautiful.
Thank you
All
for
right.
sharing that message. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. God bless. Kobe Bryant's family too. Thank you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I just sometimes things happen and there's opportunities to help and things that we could do and I always just love to connect with people in different ways and really take that sign off and that make a difference, be a blessing and apply it daily, every day to someone. Rodney in East Oak Lane, you're 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Rodney.
Hey. I mean, I don't know what's the right words to say. It's just like, days like this, I hate to say it, but it's like sometimes life ain't fair sometimes, man. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, it hurts me because the fact that, you know, I'm 30 years old and I watched basketball late, you know. The first time I watched basketball was actually 01 with AI and, you know, watching AI. Mm-hmm. And just, like, remembering us going to the finals, and I was, I mean, I heard about Kobe, but, like, when I watched the finals, I was just, like, amazed, like, how great he was. And then, you know, to me, I always thought that the Mamba came out when, like, in game two, when I thought that we was going to win that game, and then Kobe just went to a whole nother person the minutes of the fourth quarter, and I was just like, yo, like, where did this guy came from? Like, you know, like, whoa, like, and, like, I was always jealous of the Lakers because I was just like, I love AI was my favorite player, but, man, like, Kobe was from Philly. Like, why couldn't he play with us? But I understand, like, you know, they had their eyes on AI, but I was just like, man, I was so jealous. And then, like, I always looked at his interviews, and one of his interviews, he always said that when that time came, he, like, it would have been great if the Sixers would have drafted him. So it's not like he never did want to play, but, like, then I also understand, like, maybe he wouldn't have, like, he had to be Kobe somewhere else, like, you know, I had to look at that. But then, like, you know, he's an Eagles fan. Like, he always get cheesesteak from Larry's. Like, he's still from Philadelphia. Like, yeah, even though he's a Laker, like, he's still Philly in heart. Like, he's still a Philly kid. Like, he's still a Philly guy. Like, and, like, he, and I'm just so happy that he was alive to see the Eagles win, man. And, like, it really, and just seeing his reaction, like, he's one of us. Like, like, I was just like, man, and, like, and you know Kobe was special because my grandma is, like, over 70 years old. She knows Kobe.
Wow.
And my mother, you know, I take care of my mother, you know, I'm like her aide and everything. Like, my mother can't take care of us, so she's, like, mentally disabled. She has personality disorder. I was, you know, when I saw her in the bathroom, I was just wanted to test her out to see if she know her. And I was like, Mom, do you know Kobe Bryant? And the first thing she said was, oh, the basketball player? And it shocked me. I was just like, yo, how? Like, I couldn't believe she know Kobe. And, like, when I told her she died, she was just, like, shocked. Like, what? Like, it just amazed me how the impact that Kobe has, like, and it just...
Well, Rodney, thank you for sharing that story. Hey, and thank you for taking care of your mom like you're doing, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, like, and I had to call my grandma to make sure she okay, because that, like you said, like, you never know. Tomorrow is never promised, so, like, I always got to make sure to call my grandma and continue taking care of my mom, because you never know.
I'm glad you do that, my brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Be blessed. 610-632-0975. Tim, Mac, Dave, hang on. I'll get to you next. If you want to join the show and talk about Kobe, there's a number to do it. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.